On today's radio sports page, we're catching up with Central College strength and conditioning coordinator Kyle Johnson. We're inside of the Ron Skipper Fitness Center, which just underwent its biggest renovation in the 25 years of its existence. It was built in 1998, new equipment in 2005, and then a big renovation here over the past year. Kyle, thanks for coming on to talk to us about it. Tell us what's new here in the Skipper Fitness Center.
Thanks, Trevor. A lot's new. We went through and actually over spring break moved our weight room down into the field house and kind of set up a temporary shop up there so we could do a lot of renovations in here as far as updating electrical, plumbing, fire suppression, those types of things. But as far as equipment and purpose of facility, we put in a new flooring throughout the whole facility. And then added more platforms, training racks, new dumbbells, dumbbell racks, and kind of reconfigured the space to better handle training flow, our training program, and better serve our student athletes.
My brother-in-law, who's a Central grad, happens to be in town. I was talking to him about the fact I was coming over, and he graduated about 20 years ago. And it was like, oh, my gosh, you know, strength and conditioning and weight training has just changed so much since he was at college. Can you kind of speak to that piece and then how this recent upgrade helps with that?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot in the past, you know, 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. And we need to make sure that our facility matches our program and our program can match our facility and what our student athletes need to do both in season and out of season. So much of our training program is, yeah, to make them stronger and faster and more explosive, but also to prevent injuries. And that's a big, big part of our program. And training has really, really evolved over time. And we've needed to update our facility so that we can stay on that front edge of how we train.
And as I understand, new flooring was put in here in the facility, which helped, you know, it, to be able to allow more equipment in. There's some new stuff. Just kind of talk to that piece of it and the actual equipment and how it's helping these kids.
Yeah, so we have 7,200 square feet, and with the new floor and the recessed platforms that we have, it's really opened up our floor space so that we can handle more student athletes at any given time. We have better space in here to do warm-ups before workouts. We've added more training spaces as well and opened up our dumbbell area and have more of the weights that we need and less of the weights that we don't use very often. So we can handle more student athletes at any given time, better flow, better tempo to our workouts, so we're a lot more space efficient, time efficient.
And that more space is needed to handle more athletes because this place is just usually buzzing, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell people all the time this is the second most used space on our campus outside the Central Market. And that, you know, all of our athletic programs, they're all involved in year-round training programs. And it's a big part of what our student athletes need to compete at the highest level.
I think some people think of, you know, a weight room and they might think of the, you know, the muscle head, the offensive lineman or whatever. I mean, it's anybody that's involved in athletics and frankly, lots of people that aren't benefit from this facility, don't they?
Yeah, our number one goal is injury prevention. We want our student athletes on the field and competing. So a lot of what we do has to do with that. And then, you know, speed is the name of the game. It doesn't matter if it's baseball, softball, soccer, football, basketball, speed's the name of the game. So, you know, the velocity-based training and not just how much can you lift, but how fast you can lift it is a big deal.
And then let's talk about the recruiting piece. I mean, as coaches are bringing prospective students on campus, the weight room is one of the things that they're going to want to see, and this just kind of helps you keep up in that regard too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think this is a huge recruiting piece for Central and for our coaches, and it really helps unify our athletic department. High schools have really committed to strength conditioning programs. That's what, you know, student athletes are used to doing and looking for, and when they're looking at colleges and what that college can offer, that athletic department can offer to help take their game to the next level.
What do you think students are going to think when they're all back on campus here and maybe new students and they get their first chance to use the new facility?
I think they're going to love it. We have the new logos everywhere. Just the flow, the space, the new lighting really helps just the overall feel and energy. And it just makes everything a lot more efficient for them and a lot more functional for them.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time. Looks great in here and good luck using the new facility.
All right. Thanks, Trevor.
All right. Catching up with strength and conditioning coach Kyle Johnson from Central College. I'm Trevor Castle on today's Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.